Chapter 9. All-Round Purity. Thus coursing, the wise and learned Bodhisattva, having cut off his attachments, marches on unattached to the world. As the sun, released from the planet Rahu, blazes forth, or as fire, let loose, burns up grass, log, and forest. The Bodhisattva sees that all dharmas and the perfection of wisdom are pure, perfectly pure, in their essential original nature. But he does not seize on one who sees, nor on all dharmas. This is the practice of wisdom, the foremost perfection. Chapter 10. Qualifications for perfect wisdom. Sakra, king of gods, asks the Jina, coursing in wisdom, how is the Bodhisattva engaged in it? Who is joined to not the least thing whatsoever, be it skanda or element? Who is engaged thus? That Bodhisattva is joined to wisdom. As one set out for long in the vehicle, should that being be known, as one who has done his duty under many niyotas of kotis of Buddhas, who, when he has heard that these dharmas are fictitious and like an illusion, does not hesitate, but makes efforts to train himself. The simile of a village. If a man coming out of a wilderness extending over many miles would see cowherds or boundary lines or woods, he then regains his breath and has no more fear of thieves, for he knows that these are signs that a village or city is quite near. Just so the one who searches for enlightenment, when he learns of this wisdom, the foremost perfection of the jhanas, and gets hold of it. He regains his breath, and he has no more fear, not even that of falling on the level of an arhat or the level of a pratyeka Buddha. The simile of the ocean. As long as a man who travels to the watery ocean in order to see it still sees the trees and forests of the Himalayas, he is far from it. But when he no longer sees these signs, he becomes free from doubt, and knows that, quite near is the great ocean, it is not too far away. Just so should be known one who has set out for the foremost enlightenment, and who is learning about this perfection of wisdom of the jhanas. Although he is not one who has face to face been predicted by the leader, he knows that, before long, I will experience the Buddha, enlightenment. The simile of spring. In beautiful springtime, when the stalks and leaves have come out, from the branches will, before long, come forth more leaves and fruits and flowers. One who has been taken in hand by this perfection of wisdom, before long he will attain the foremost enlightenment of the leaders. The simile of the pregnant woman. When a pregnant woman is all astir with pains, one should know that the time has come for her to give birth. Just so will the Bodhisattva, if on hearing the wisdom of the jhanas, he beholds her with delight and zest, speedily experience enlightenment. How to dwell in perfect wisdom. When the yogin is coursing in wisdom, the supreme perfection, he does not see the growth of form nor its diminution. If someone does not see Dharma, nor no Dharma, nor the Dharma element, and if he does not experience the blessed rest, then he dwells in wisdom. When he courses therein, he does not imagine the Buddha Dharmas, nor the powers, nor the roads to psychic power, nor does he imagine the peaceful calm of enlightenment. Not discriminating, free from constructions, coursing on resolutely, this is the practice of wisdom, the foremost perfection. Chapter 11. The Theme. Subhuti asks the Buddha, the moon of the doctrine, will there be any obstacles to the precious qualities? Many obstacles there will be, preaches the teacher. Of them, I will proclaim only a few. Various obstacles. Diverse and manifold flashes of ideas will arise in him when he copies out this wisdom, the perfection of the jhanas. Then again, they will speedily vanish like lightning, without benefit to the wheel of the world. This is one deed of Mara, and he may have some doubts when it is being taught. My name is not proclaimed by the Lita therein, nor are the circumstances of my birth, nor my birthplace or clan. Because of that, they will not listen and reject it. That also is Mara's deed. The Bodhisattva Path and the Disciple Path. Just as in his ignorance, someone would give up the root and prefer the deluded, the branches and foliage. Or as one who, when he had got an elephant, would want an elephant's foot instead. Thus would one be who, having heard the Prajnaparamita, would wish for the sutras of the disciples instead. Just as one who had got superior food of 100 different tastes would, although he has got the best food of all, nevertheless seek for inferior food, so would be a bodhisattva who, having got this perfection, would seek for enlightenment on the level of an arhat. More obstacles. They will want honor. They will want gain. In their hearts longing for them, intent on familiarity with the families of the faithful. Having spurned what is right, Dharma, they will do what is wrong. Having left the right path, they have gone on to a wrong road. This also is Mara's deed. Even though at first they have produced faith, keen to hear this most excellent Dharma, when they find that the Dharma preacher is disinclined to do his work, they will go away, devoid of joy and very sad. Mara's deeds and the Buddha's help. When these deeds of Mara will take place, together with many other diverse and manifold obstacles, then many monks will be troubled thereby, and will not bear in mind this Prajnaparamita. Where there are jewels which are priceless and hard to get, their owners invariably have many foes. Just so this wisdom, the foremost perfection of the jhanas, is the Dharma jewel hard to get and connected with many troubles. When a being has newly set out in the vehicle and is limited in his intelligence, he does not at once obtain this Dharma jewel hard to get. Mara will then be zealous to cause obstacles, but the Buddhas in the 10 directions will be intent on helping. Chapter 12. perfect wisdom, the mother of the Buddhas. If a mother with many sons had fallen ill, they all, sad in mind, would busy themselves about her. Just so, also, the Buddhas in the world systems in the 10 directions bring to mind this perfection of wisdom as their mother. The saviors of the world who were in the past, and also those that are just now in the 10 directions, have issued from her, and so will the future ones be. She is the one who shows the world for what it is. She is the genetrix, the mother of the jhanas, and she reveals the thoughts and actions of other beings. How the Tathagata knows the world. The suchness of the world, the suchness of the arhats, the suchness of Pratyeka Buddhas, and the suchness of the jhanas. As just one single suchness, free from existence, unaltering, has the perfection of wisdom been understood by the Tathagata. Whether the wise abide in the world, or whether they have gone to final nirvana, firmly established remains this fixed sequence of dharmahood. Dharmas are empty. It is that suchness, tathata, which the bodhisattvas understand. Therefore, then, have the Buddhas been given the name of Tathagatas. This is the sphere of the guides, with their own powers, who reside in the delightful forests of the perfection of wisdom. Although they fetch suffering beings out of the three places of woe, yet they never have anywhere the notion of a being. Similes about the Buddha. When a lion, residing in his mountain cave, roars fearlessly, the lesser beasts are made to tremble. Likewise, when the lion of men, depending on the perfection of wisdom, roars fearlessly, the many heretics are made to tremble. Just as the rays of the sun, supported by the ether, dry up this earth and do reveal its form, just so the king of the Dharma, supported by the perfection of wisdom, dries up the river of craving and reveals the Dharma. The Tathagata's vision of Dharma. Wherein there is no vision of form, no vision of feelings, no vision of perception, no vision of will, no vision of consciousness, thought, or mind. This has been expounded as the vision of Dharma by the Tathagata. A vision in space is a being, so they declare. A vision like that of space, so should you consider that object. Thus has the vision of Dharma been expounded by the Tathagata, but it is not possible to report on that vision by definite statements that differ from it. Chapter 13. The simile of the king and his ministers. Who sees thus, he sees all dharmas. When the minister does everything, the king is even-minded. Whatever Buddha actions there are, whatever dharmas of the disciples, it is the perfection of wisdom which affects them all. A king does not travel to villages or into the countryside, but in his own home is the meeting place where he assembles all. Just so the bodhisattva does not move away from the dharmic nature of dharmas, but he assembles all the qualities in the Buddha dharmas. Chapter 14. The Bodhisattva and Enlightenment. The Bodhisattva who has firm faith in the Sugata, who is resolutely intent on the supreme perfection of wisdom, gone beyond the two levels of the disciples and Pratyeka Buddhas, he will swiftly attain, unhindered, the enlightenment of the jhanas. The simile of the ship. When a ship breaks up in the ocean, those who do not get hold of a corpse, a stick, or a log, go to their destruction in the midst of the water without having gained the shore. But those who hold on to something travel to the other shore and reach it. Just so, those who, although endowed with some faith and in possession of some serenity, reject the perfection of wisdom, the mother, in the ocean of birth and death, they must wander about forever and ever. In birth, decay, death, sorrow, turmoil, and the breaking up of limbs. But those who have been taken hold of by the supreme wisdom, skilled in seeing the own being of existence, seers of ultimate reality, they are persons worthy of the vehicle who have collected the wealth of merit and cognition. They will speedily experience the exceedingly wonderful Sugata enlightenment. The simile of the jar. It is as if someone would transport water in an unbaked jar. One should know that it will break quickly because it does not hold the water well. But when water is transported in a fully baked jar, that on the way it might break, there is no fear. It gets safely to the house. Although the Bodhisattva be full of faith, if deficient in wisdom, he swiftly reaches destruction. But when taken hold of by both faith and wisdom, gone beyond the two levels, he will attain the supreme enlightenment. The simile of the two ships. A ship which is not well got ready in the ocean goes to destruction, together with its goods and merchants. But when a ship is well got ready and well joined together, then it does not break up, and all the goods get to the other shore. Just so a bodhisattva, exalted in faith but deficient in wisdom, swiftly comes to a failure in enlightenment. But when he is well joined to wisdom, the foremost perfection, he experiences, unharmed and uninjured, the enlightenment of the jhanas. The simile of the aged man. An aged man, ailing, 120 years old, although he may have got up, is not capable of walking on his own. But when two men, both to his right and left, have taken hold of him, he does not feel any fear of falling, and he moves along at ease. Just so a bodhisattva, who is weak in wisdom, although he sets out, he breaks down midway. But when he is taken hold of by skillful means and by the best wisdom, then he does not break down. He experiences the enlightenment of the mightiest of men.